Hello folks, here at Cool Beach, we will from time to time look into various topics of general interest. These will include the current state of world affairs with special emphasis on the United States, as we are the world's leading superpowers and we are considered the world's leaders. The topics will include our politics, wars and conflicts we are engaged in, our economy, inflation, business, the tariffs, competition and so-called threats from China and other countries, economic sanctions, salt and other tax issues, news media, environment, global warming, climate change, and so on. Here, we see white smoke, and we have a new Caesar Biden. Here, we'll be exploring the adventures of Caesar Biden and his military campaigns. Part A will start with his military campaigns. President Biden has transformed himself into the new Caesar Biden with the military campaigns on three fronts: in Ukraine, in the European theater, in Taiwan, in Southeast Asia, and now a full-throttle campaign in the Middle East by sea, air, and land. Caesar Biden and his cabal, along with the US Congress and the news media, are fully engaged and supportive of all these destructive military adventures, and an unbelievable amount of money is spent with no end in sight. Always keep in mind that the first casualty of any war is the truth. Caesar Biden has now opened multiple military campaigns on several fronts, first one about 18 months ago in the European theater in Ukraine, the second one about a year ago in Southeast Asia surrounding Taiwan, and now in the past 2 weeks a full-scale, full-throttle, full-fledged campaign in the Middle East, in Israel, in Gaza, and the neighboring countries by land, sea, and air. He has already spent about $300 billion in Ukraine, $50 billion in Taiwan, and who knows how many hundreds of billions will be spent in the Middle East before he will be spending. We are in the Middle East with the world's biggest aircraft carrier, Gerald Ford, and another big aircraft carrier, and destroyers, and other naval equipment, Navy, Air Force, and boots on the ground. You may wonder, did Caesar Biden become a warmonger after becoming the president? It appears it was always in his genes. You may wonder, when he was young and had the opportunity to join other military wars, US wars, did he join or did he avoid them, like during the Vietnam War and the draft? Don't be so judgmental and jump into conclusions. During those years when Biden would have been drafted into the US military for the Vietnam War, maybe he figured that the US military overlooked certain areas where the Viet Cong may be infiltrating. One of those places he figured was on the beaches along the US coast and the Bahamas, where he surmised the Viet Cong will be infiltrating dressed in bikinis and thongs. So Biden went as far as the beaches in the Bahamas, and once he found them, whether they were drunk or tipsy or whatever, he must have subdued them. Thus he was guarding the southern front. Don't ever underestimate Caesar Biden. You may think he is the only one who did things like this to avoid the draft and later became warmongers when they attained political power. Almost all of our warmonger politicians were like this. For example, look at Mitt Romney. In his case, he figured the Viet Cong will be infiltrating the sidewalk cafes in Paris, unsuspected. So he went there instead of during the Vietnam draft years, look for Viet Cong on the sidewalk cafes in Paris and capture them. In the old days, when countries engaged in wars, their leaders, kings, Caesars, even Napoleon, led the charge in front. Now we have cowardly hypocrites, politicians and their enablers in the news media acting as armchair warriors and phonies who send others to fight and get killed, similar to what those in power do to innocent soldiers like Uriah in the Bible. Uriah happened to be the husband of Bathsheba. You can read about it in 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 15. In part B of the adventures of Caesar Biden's military campaigns, let us look at the unbelievable amounts of funding Biden and his cronies are finding to spend on his reckless military adventures all over the world.